KCSI Sports here with Red Oak Tiger cross country runners Jillian Heim and Kate Horn. Guys, it is, as we're taping this, it is 7 o'clock in the morning. How do you get up early in the morning and go running, Jillian?
Well, I guess the only reason I'm up is because I know I have to do it for marching bands during the school year, so I might as well just start early.
Kate?
Running's good for you, and it's been a part of my, like, middle school and high school career for so long that I just wake up then anyways.
I have to have about 3 cups of coffee. Do you guys have coffee to get you going in the morning?
No, I don't have any coffee.
No, I think that would affect my running.
Very good. Well, you guys, tell me a little about your summer. You know, you tease that you're here starting, this is really kind of the first week of practice for you, but what did you do off summer in the summer to kind of get ready for running this fall? Jillian, start with you.
Well, we started summer running in June, so we just had some morning practices, which is really helpful. It just kind of gets everything rolling. And then we also went to the Bridge 23 running camp. So I think that was really helpful just to put a good start to the season.
Where is this Bridge running camp at? What does that involve?
So it's near Des Moines, and we just meet with a bunch of other teams. And we have workouts in the morning, and then they do a lot of, like, informational things. We had a nutritionist come, so that it was just a good learning experience overall.
And, Kate, I guess the question for you then, kind of off that, working as a team, I mean, cross country is an individual sport where you're running, but yet you operate in a team aspect. How does that help individually with your running?
Well, first off, there's so many people that you can run with. There's the people that are better than you, and then there's the people that maybe aren't as good as you, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything, because you push the people who want to chase after you, and you push yourself to get with the people that are in front of you, and it just makes you guys better as a team, because then there's point systems, and the higher you place, the better you do, and the more you beat the other people on other people's teams helps you place better as well.
Well said there. Well said. So looking at this year, what are some, let's go back to the individual component. Jillian, for you, what are some things that individually you're looking at for you to, this year and trying to achieve?
I think my main goal is just to gain a place of, like, respect for running. Over my high school career, I've just had some trouble with that part. So I just want to make sure that after graduating, I can continue running even if it's not competitively, but I just want to have a space where I just thoroughly enjoy running.
So it kind of becomes ingrained in what you do as a runner.
Yes.
Kate, you?
The exact same. I want to keep running. And I've also struggled a little bit with it, but I've been doing better. And I just want to continue running.
Running really is a mental and a physical challenge, is it not?
Yes, it very much is. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. The more mental for me, believe me, I can relate to what you guys are saying. So let's talk a little bit about other activities, sports, Jillian, other sports activities for you.
Oh my. So obviously cross country, and then we have marching band, we have the spring musical, we have mini singers, jazz band, track, choir, National Honor Society.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah. Kate, how about you?
I've done most of those, but this year I'm just doing cross country, dance team, band, choir, mini singers, and just dance.
Then you fit running into all that stuff. That's wonderful. Tell me about your coaches, Weston and Sam. What do they mean to you, and how have they motivated you to become a runner?
They are absolutely the best. Running with Sue-Ann since middle school has been so encouraging. Like, there is nothing like waking up and having a 6 a.m. run and Sue-Ann being there. Oh my gosh, girls, hello. It's literally the best greeting ever. And it's been really nice to have Weston as an addition, like, the last couple of years. He's definitely, like, I feel the calm one in the storm and excitement of Sue-Ann.
Yeah, they're a good pair. They're kind of opposites in that regard.
Yes, they very much are.
Kate, for you?
Yeah. Definitely exactly what she said. Whenever I hear Sue-Ann across the entire course, because she yells so loud, I start running faster.
Yeah, I run fast too when I hear Sue-Ann yell. Absolutely, I do the same thing. So guys, you're going to be graduating to spring quickly. Who are your family and kind of what your plans are at this point in time after you graduate?
My mom is Phyllis Britton. My stepdad is Kevin Britton. After this, I'm still looking at exactly where I want to go, but I'm thinking about either studying architecture, audio engineering, something along those lines, incorporating music into that.
Very good. And Kate, for you?
My parents are Laura and Pat Horn, and I want to go to college either at ISU or Central College where I can continue dancing.
Very good. Well, guys, great job so far this year. I'm looking forward to get you out there. Your first meet's when? When's the first meet?
I have no clue.
I think it's August 29th maybe, right? Maybe
yeah,
Glenwood?
Or if we go to Shenandoah, then it'll be August 25th.
It'll be hot wherever you run. That's guaranteed, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Good luck. Go get them this year. That's KCSI Sports with Jillian Heim and Kate Horn.